Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Well, we're seeing, looks like the northern part of Worcester County on into the northern part of Middlesex County got generally 6 to 8 inches. So we thought 3 to 6, it went 6 to 8 in that little area. It goes from about Natick up through Lexington, Carlisle, Billerica, all around 7 or 8 inches. A couple of nines, Carlisle and Billerica showing up at 9 inches. So, yeah, definitely some places got more. And also along the coastline, thought that the 1 to 3 would kind of hug the coast a little bit more. The 3 to 6 kind of went to the coast a little closer. So places along the coastline seeing a little more snow this morning.
And, of course, that precipitation for the most part has turned to rain. How long will that stay with us?
Yeah, so not that long. We've got the rain around here this morning. It is going to taper off during the morning hours, and then we'll look for just cloudy skies during the afternoon. As a matter of fact, it wouldn't surprise me if we saw a little bit of sunshine by the end of the day as things start to clear out. But for tonight, we are looking for partly cloudy skies. It's going to go down towards freezing, some places going a little bit below. So there's a lot of moisture around. There'll be some icy spots tomorrow morning. It wouldn't surprise me if some of the crews had to go out and sand a little bit in a few places tomorrow. And then Saturday looks great. Temperatures in the mid-40s, at least great for November. Sunday, partly sunny, up around 40.
What about the strong winds this morning?
Yeah, so we do have the stronger winds along the coastline. There is a wind advisory posted for the coast this morning, and the winds will be gusting up to 40 miles an hour at times. Nothing extreme. Can always be scattered power outages. Winds a little bit stronger over Cape Cod and the islands. Right now, there is a high wind warning up for that area, so the winds there, again, gusting right now. For example, Chatham gusting close to 50 at 47 miles an hour last hour. Again, Kensky scattered power outages when winds get that strong.
And now what about looking into next week? You told us about the weekend, but what about early next week and into the Thanksgiving holiday?
Yeah, the good news is that right now we see a chance for a couple of showers of rain or snow on Monday, not a storm. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday look great. Temperatures will be cold. We're going to be in the 30s, perhaps near 40 Cape and the islands, but it will be dry. So moving about on the road should be good. And obviously the snow by then will be basically cleared up. I do want to say that a lot of it's not going to melt very quickly over the next few days. So there may still be field games, which were planned for tomorrow. Folks are going to have to decide whether they're going to play in the snow or not.
Okay, great. WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome. Have a good morning.